With Montana News, I'm Eric Whitney. Montana didn't have a vote on the health care bill that passed the U.S. House today. The state's House seat has been vacant since Ryan Zinke resigned it in March to become Interior Secretary. Today, the Republican candidate to replace Zinke talked to Montana Public Radio about the bill.
I wasn't privy to all the dialogue in D.C., sounds like they got something done. I look forward to studying it. I've been really clear that any repeal and replace had to do three things. Get premiums down, protect people with pre-existing conditions, and protect rural access for Montanans.
Gianforte says he opposed the previous Republican health care bill because it did not meet his criteria. The House voted on the new bill today before the Congressional Budget Office had a chance to score it, making direct comparisons to the previous bill difficult.
This is the problem with Obamacare. You know, we were promised a lot of things, and we got into this sticky mess in large part because people back in Congress said, well, we got to pass it to figure out what's in it. I think we ought to be a little more disciplined in understanding the implications of the bills we're passing.
We asked Democratic candidate Rob Quist for an interview on the bill. A campaign spokesperson told us, quote, Rob is in Browning and won't be able to get on the phone, end quote. But they did send us a statement.
No Montanan would vote for this bill.
Quist's statement attacks Gianforte.
He's all for defunding Planned Parenthood, which this bill does. Montana deserves a congressman who will speak out when special interests are rushing through something as disastrous as this bill that will raise health care costs for working Montanans.
An analysis by the Kaiser Family Foundation says that the House bill would raise rates for Montanans who buy health insurance on the state's marketplace for individual policies. You can find a link to that analysis on our website, mtpr.org. I'm Eric Whitney.